Report: Police chief paid a woman $50 to let him rape her 17-year-old relative. By Paul Bois on September 18, 2021. A woman in West Virginia allegedly accepted $50 as payment for the local police chief to rape her 17-year-old relative, according to a federal prosecutor. On Wednesday, 28-year-old Kristen Naylor Legg pled guilty in a West Virginia federal court to one count of conspiracy to sex traffic a minor, reported the Washington Post. Naylor Legg will have to register as a sex offender and could potentially face up to life in prison when sentenced in December. In June of 2020, Naylor Legg reportedly struck a deal with Larry Allen Clay Jr., the former police chief of Golly Bridge, West Virginia, so he could rape her 17-year-old relative for the price of $50. Clay, who pled not guilty in May and will stand trial, was 57 at the time. From the Post. Clay allegedly raped the girl twice in June 2020. U.S. Department of Homeland Security agent Brian Morris wrote in a sworn affidavit. The girl told investigators Clay knew she was 17 because he and Naylor Legg had discussed her upcoming 18th birthday. Naylor Legg also took photos of the girl's breasts and buttocks and, at times, directed the teenager to take the same kinds of pictures of herself, Morris wrote in his affidavit. Naylor Legg then sent them to Clay and unnamed other individuals, who allegedly paid her for the images using the mobile service Cash App, the document said. But Naylor Legg offered Clay more than pictures, according to the affidavit. After Clay allegedly told her to meet him one day in June 2020, she texted her 17-year-old family member. Then she drove the girl to the rendezvous spot, court records state. Clay allegedly arrived in a gray police vehicle wearing his uniform, the affidavit says. He allegedly forced the girl to perform oral sex on him before raping her on the police vehicle, according to the affidavit. He then allegedly paid Naylor Legg, who was present during the entire encounter, and left. Later that month, the three went to a police substation inside a city-owned community center, authorities said. As Clay allegedly raped the teen, Naylor Legg told the girl to let him finish. Court documents state, adding that it would not be a problem because he was fixed. When it was over, Naylor Legg gave her towels to clean herself, the affidavit says, and Clay allegedly failed to pay before leaving. Court records show that authorities found the towels at the substation after the 17-year-old girl spoke with federal investigators in September and October of 2020. Forensics tests on the towels later found DNA belonging to both Clay and the girl. Beyond the rapes, prosecutors claim that Clay had planned to be the girl's sugar daddy and charge other police officers $100 to rape her. One officer who had been charged with two counts of sexual assault in a nearby county told authorities Clay had reached out to him to see if he was interested in such an arrangement, the prosecutor alleged, noted the Post. Clay will stand trial in November.